Time is 1:28. President Senator Phillips, Senator Kelly, and Senator Corbison. First order of business is Senate Bill 79. Then we'll take up House Bill 80. I held Senate Bill 79 until I received testimony from the feller and Matt Sue, who had particular comments about the bill, and I was just handed these. Trying to see. You had a problem with page 1, line 5 of the bill. It says, requires that an air subdivision be within a municipality. There are many subdivisions in the state outside municipalities. Current statutes require the State Department of Natural Resources to be the planning authority for the plat amendments. I suggest wording be added to allow the majority of property owners to replat plats outside municipalities with plat review still to be allowed by the State Department of Natural Resources. I believe that's what we really have in the... I know it's the next one, but that's the wording that I want. The House Bill 80 gives the Department of Planning Authority outside of jurisdiction. Well, I understand his concern here, but I also think that this same concern might be handled under the normal power of the Department of Natural Resources if it's in statute for within the municipalities. I'm not going to propose any amendment to the bill.
Chairman, you want a motion?
Yes.
Senate Bill 79. I move that we pass the CS Community Regional Affairs Bill 79 to the next committee referral and the accompanying fiscal notes.
Yes. Okay, is there objection? Hearing none, Senate Bill 79 will pass the committee with individual recs. Next, we have CS for HB 80. I'm sure you want to join us. House Bill 80, it's an act establishing the Department of Natural Resources as a platting authority in certain areas of the state relating to subdivisions and dedications and providing for effective date. Well, I want to move this one, too. This shouldn't take but a minute.
Speed.
Chairman, Representative James Regrich, he's unable to be here. The floor is in session at this time. I presume we're working on 9LS-0200F version, committee substitute for House Bill number 80 CRA. This bill addresses the question that there's currently no legal authority to review plats in the unorganized boroughs for compliance with state law. This means there's no agency review of access to each lot. The outcome is that there are landlocked lots created. Currently, paper plats are allowed to be recorded without being surveyed. HB 80 corrects this oversight. This legislation requires DNR to review plats for compliance with state law. Program receipts cover the cost of the program. There are several definitions of street and subdivisions in various agencies currently. This legislation defines them as requested by the Department of Natural Resources. As far as I know, there is no opposition to this bill. The surveyors, the Department of Natural Resources, are in favor of it, with the exception that they had been requested an amendment be made that I believe is in front of you. If there's any questions, Ron Swanson from DNR Lands is here to address them.
Okay. I have no questions. I think it's a pretty straightforward bill, and I understand the amendment is from the department to straighten up the language
that's correct.
In there. So we do have, thank you, we do have one person who'd like to testify. We did have from Fairbanks, William Mendenhall, that wanted to testify on 79. We just passed that bill out of committee. We just handed this note that you're on to testify. Did you have anything particular, Mr. Mendenhall, that you wanted to say on 79?
No, thank you. If you imagine on it, I was here mostly for the
Okay, sir. Patrick Keelan, also in Fairbanks, on House Bill 80.
Yeah, I know a little bit about this subject since we started working on it back in 1987. My files on it are fairly thick. Our concern is over the definition of the word subdivision. I would like to say that we commend Representative James, Jeanette James, for getting into this subject area. She discovered some an old project of ours, and we've got it rolling again. What I want to know is if the amendment in front of you is going to tinker with the word subdivision, sort of along the lines of what has been suggested by Ron Swanson. Ron and I have been in some contact over this subject, and we've worked on it, and if you're are going to fix the word subdivision to conform to the suggestion by the Division of Lands, then we would hope that this bill be moved before.
Mr. Swanson, are you familiar with what? There is no, this amendment does not have anything conforming to the definition of subdivision.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Ron Swanson, Director of Division of Land. The amendment before you is F.3. These were the amendments that I did propose in a letter to you about a week ago, and some of these words or some of these things deal with lines within the word definition of subdivision. It is the same issues that I discussed with the Department of Transportation, Department of Community Regional Affairs, and the survey community, specifically Mr. Kalin, and they did agree with these amendments.
Okay. Mr. Kalin, this does, it didn't refer to the word subdivision itself, but it does go in and amend part of that language in there. But you have discussed this with Mr. Kalin, you
said? Mr. Chairman, I have.
Yes.
Okay, well, then what I'd like to say on behalf of the survey community is that we wholeheartedly and strongly endorse this legislation and hope that it moves off to the board with some dispatch. And we'd like to give some thanks to Representative Jean's office for working on it.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay, any questions then of Mr. Kalin or Mr. Swanson? Here to be none. We wish to move the amendment.
I would move the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Kelly.
Is there objection to
it?
Well, I thought he was. He looked like he was getting ready to make a move. So, is there objection to adopting the amendment called F.3? Hearing none, the amendment is adopted. What are the wishes of the committee? Is anybody else here wish to testify on this?
Chairman, I'd move Senate Bill or House Bill 80 out of committee with individual recommendations as amended.
Okay, with accompanying fiscal notes. Is there objection to moving the bill? Hearing none, then House Bill 80 will move out of committee with individual recommendations. Anything else to come before the committee? Seeing none, we'll stand adjourned at 1:47. Thank you.